Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. What's the impact of the federal government shutdown on the region's economy now that we have passed through that? Let's find out. It's time for our regular conversation that we have with Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis senior economist Chuck Gascon. Chuck, thank you so much for coming in studio today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Let's look at the national picture first off. What does this snapshot, the Beige Book, tell us?
Yeah, so overall, the reports across the nation suggest that economic activity was little changed since their last report. Most of the 12 districts across the nation reported flat conditions. There were two districts, the New York Fed and the Philadelphia Fed, that reported modest declines in activity, and the Richmond Fed reported modest growth. So overall, a picture of kind of a stable position since the last time. As you mentioned earlier on, the government shutdown definitely showed up in a lot of different reports as a contributing factor to weaker demand.
So what about the region here? The seven states, right?
Yeah, seven-state region. Yeah, so overall, what we see in the district is that economic activity has been relatively flat. Again, it's difficult to disentangle some seasonal factors that typically lead to a slowdown kind of going into the holiday season from really structural changes. And then on top of that, just the shutdown of the government impacted the transportation sector, as well as slowing down some projects that rely on federal funding, and that pulled back. We also heard from many contacts, that food assistance programs wrapped up as SNAP benefits fell down, and they had a really difficult time meeting the demand that they were seeing in that area.
When it comes to those business contacts, do they still remain pessimistic about the economy overall?
Yeah, I would describe the overall outlook as slightly pessimistic, but at the same time, the baseline is for kind of a continuation of current trends. It just seems like the risks are skewed more to the downside than they are to the upside at this point. That's the general sentiment that we get from a lot of contacts, which is just kind of steady going forward, but it seems like, concerns that things could slow down further.
What's the jobs picture as far as hiring?
Yeah, overall employment levels have been relatively flat. Not a lot of businesses telling us that they're actively hiring. Again, some of that has to do with just uncertainty in the outlook, but then also just higher labor costs that firms are facing. Insurance is something that comes up a lot, that health insurance costs have gone up more than anticipated, and businesses have to figure out how to offset some of those higher costs, either with slower pay growth or just reducing their expansion plans.
Overall, what are you hearing about those costs and prices?
Yeah, overall, with respect to costs and prices, there's still some, reports that, point to tariffs as having upward pressure on prices in the goods side of things. But broad-based, just affordability concerns with respect to the cost of insurance, cost of utilities, and then also food costs have gone up pretty noticeably, beef being one that's been cited pretty widely in recent times. That's also been a good thing for the state of Missouri, where we do have a lot of cattle producers, and so they've seen benefits from that.
That leads me to look at the banking sector and what they're seeing when it comes to, what people are able to borrow, delinquency rates. What are they seeing there?
So overall, banking conditions are relatively stable. Credit conditions still remain pretty strong. Overall, banks are well capitalized. Loan demand seems like it came back a little bit. Generally, what we're hearing from contacts and you see from in banking contacts as well is that if people are and businesses are looking to access capital, it's available. It's just a matter if they're willing to pay the price or whatever that interest rate is. And in many contexts, also, those interest rates are still too high for some of their projects to pencil out.
Is that another area, too, that's somewhat seasonal as far as when people are investing and seeking that capital?
There is a little bit of a seasonal pattern to it. But, you know, at a broad base, every industry has its own cyclical patterns. You see a lot of things like take the ag sector, for example. You know, they're at a time where they should be getting a lot of cash coming in from the harvest. And then they typically have to borrow money to finance next year's plantings. The real estate, you may see a downturn this time of the year because it's just not a big time for housing transactions to occur.
Chuck, you mentioned groceries. What about consumer spending? Is it maintaining? Is it slowing?
Yeah. So, again, this beige book period was beginning in November. So you have to remember that's kind of a relatively slow time for consumer spending. We did not hear any reports this year about early holiday buying, and that's something we have heard in the last couple of years. So that is something to kind of keep an eye on. Overall, the report suggested that consumer spending declined modestly. Some of that, again, attributed to the shutdown, particularly in tourism and hospitality, that led to some cancellations in that area. We're also hearing from businesses that they're scheduling fewer hours for some of their employees just due to expectations of weaker demand.
Finally, let's look at manufacturing. Where does that stand at this point in the year?
Yeah, the manufacturing economy, it's pretty mixed, to say the least. If you look at kind of food and beverage manufacturing, that's been pretty strong. Some of that, again, is maybe a little bit of a seasonal uptick. But then on the flip side of it, auto parts manufacturing has been weak. Some of that has to do with this fire that we had in New York a couple of months ago, still leading to like a slowdown in aluminum parts supplies, but then also just weaker demand for autos. On the EV side of things, we've seen those tax credits expire, and that was attributing to some of that weaker demand for autos.
So as we wrap this up, what would you tell our listeners maybe are kind of the key takeaways from this most recent report?
Yeah, overall, you know, it seems like consumer spending's weakening a little bit. The economy continues to kind of chug along and remains more resilient than I think some people may anticipate. The labor market is remaining stable. While it does seem like demand for labor and employment is cooling, we haven't seen like a major uptick in layoffs in the aggregate data from the state level. So that shows a relatively stable labor market, but one that's cooling. And inflation pressures still remain elevated and a top concern for many businesses and households.
Chuck, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
That is Chuck Gascon. He is a senior economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.